Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I am a Nikola Jokic fan.
No, you're not. Go ahead.
No, I am. I voted for him for MVP last year. He is a great player. But we've talked about analytics, baseball, basketball. And the analytics crowd.
Don't forget football, Chris, going for it on fourth right. down. That's analytics. That's
yeah, part of little, analytics. Yeah. I mean, I agree. It hadn't, but I think it mainly has changed.
No, I know.
In my
I'm
view,
just saying,
yeah, basketball and baseball. But I
but
hear
we've
you.
Seen
it's
in
involved
football,
in football yeah. too. But the analytics crowd is overrating Nikola Jokic. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, Rob, he's likely going to win his second straight MVP. It's not a travesty. He was third on my ballot. I never
Steve
really
Nash
considered him for number
back.
One. Right. So, I mean, and I voted for Nash those times.
I'm just saying.
The MVP is a moment in time. All right? Nobody in their right mind would say Steve Nash, because he has two MVPs, was ever – better than Kobe Bryant or Shaquille O'Neal, who have two total, Rob. They each got one. So we're smart enough and mature enough to understand just because Nash has two MVPs and Isaiah Thomas doesn't have any, or Chris Paul doesn't have any, that they're both better than Steve Nash. Now, Jokic, so I'm not, you know, he was third on my ballot. I had Joel Embiid second, Giannis Antetokounmpo number one. But I'm not even talking about him winning MVP. Okay, yeah, it's the analytics crew. You're going to do that. You're going to overrate him. Rob, listen to what basketballnews.com, which is a good website, does some good work. But they were wondering if Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid were having the best seasons ever for a center offensively.
Wait a minute. Is this thing on?
Yes.
What'd you say?
You heard
the
me correctly.
Best ever? Are we prisoner of the moment? Best
Rob,
ever?
No, all it's more than prisoner of the moment. It's more than prisoner
game?
Of the moment. It's prisoner of some analytics stats. That's what it is.
All these
because they compared
geeks.
Embiid. They didn't compare Kareem, Wilt, and Russell because that was pre-merger. A lot of their stuff was pre-merger, and so they couldn't get all the stats. But they did compare Embiid and Jokic with Shaquille O'Neal, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing. And here's what they came up. They got all these statistical things, DPBM, team DRTG, defensive rating.
What?
They got box
BMW.
Creation. IA points per 75, OBPM. I mean, they got all types of stuff, Rob. ORB percentage, OBP. I mean, it's all over the place.
PMS. They got everything.
Ultimately, it gets to this. Here is their conclusion. The numbers suggest that Embiid and Jokic rank among the most prolific offensive powerhouses, I'm reading word for word, the position has ever seen. With Jokic himself having a rock-solid case as the GOAT offensive center. Should I read that again?
Yeah, please.
The numbers suggest
I have wax in
that
my ear.
Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic rank among the most prolific offensive powerhouses the position has ever seen, comma, with Jokic himself having a rock-solid case as the GOAT offensive center. Now, Rob, I don't want to filibuster and take all the time, but I got to say something.
No, get it out.
Stop it! Are you kidding me? Then let me ask, and basketball news is just emblematic of all these analytics cats who I fear, right? I don't want to label them all. I don't want to paint them all with a broad brush. But a lot of you can't watch the game and tell who can ball. You can't. You got to go to your computers. You got to go to your analytics. You got to go to your funny numbers to know in your mind who's good and who's not. Analytics are at their best when they are packaged with the eye test and with intangibles. Who's cold-blooded? Who freezes up? Who melts down? Who can take the heat, handle the pressure? Who's got chemistry with his teammates? Who's a natural-born leader? Who fits together? And Rob, I know Nikola Jokic had the highest PER, player efficiency rating, of all time. Higher than Jordan, LeBron, Giannis, Wilt ever had. But to say he is the best offensive center, even arguably, is lunacy. And why, I got one question for all you who would co-sign that. Then why can't he exploit 6'6" Draymond Green in the post.
And here we go. Can I give you the numbers?
Go ahead.
For the greatest offensive center in the history of the association, Jokic, when defended by Draymond Green, Chris, this series?
2 games.
9 for 28.
What? The best offensive center ever?
That's 32% from the field. 9 for 28. Hello? Is this on? I'm giving you the numbers, stat geeks. Change your pocket protector from your pen. He's 0 for 8 from 3, Chris. 0 for 8. Shooting like Steph Curry with the game on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I throw that in? I'm sorry. He has 3 assists. Thank you. 3 turnovers. Draymond had only 1 shooting foul, Chris, against him. Only
Nikola
this is
Jokic.
The best offensive center who's ever donned a basketball, put on a basketball uniform, but he can't abuse and take advantage of Draymond Green, who is 6'6".
Okay. There you go. There you go. Nikola Jokic is 7 feet tall, 300 pounds. And I get it. He brings the ball up. He's got handle. He can shoot the three. He's a terrific passer. But he also scores in the post. And yet, he can't abuse. I get it that Draymond is an all-time great center, great defender. But that he's 6'6". Draymond Green couldn't defend Shaq, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon? You wouldn't even dream about playing a 6'6 guy on them, let alone having him shut them down. What in the world is getting into these guys? Like I said, can you watch the game and tell me who can ball? Who
no.
can hoop?
They don't need to watch the game. They put the numbers together. Insert the numbers and hit the button, Chris, and it gives you your PER. It tells you who's playing great and who's not. Forget about the score. Forget about the game. Ask the Oakland A's baseball fans about analytics, Chris. How many championships have they won? I'll wait.
All their championships they won before analytics.
Absolutely. The Oakland A's had great players.
Yep.
Reggie
yep.
Jackson, Catfish Hunter, Joe Rudy, Vita
Ricky
Blue,
Henderson.
Ricky Henderson, great players. That's when they won. I'm sorry. I'm not with it. I'm with you. I'm not with it.
This has to cease, folks. Again, I this is more about the analytics geeks than it is Nikola Jokic. Jokic isn't the one saying he's better than Shaq. Shaq would dunk Jokic in the hoop. I'm sorry, Jokic, and we all know he can't jump. But he has so little lift, he can't even abuse Draymond. What would Shaq do to Draymond down low, Rob? Kareem with the sky hook? 7-footers got destroyed by that. A 6'6", dude? Shame Chris. On you for saying he's even arguably, even in the discussion, even using the term GOAT in the same sentence with him.
Chris, I don't know if you heard this, but they're thinking about, because of Jokic and his ability, his athletic ability, they're thinking about remaking the movie with Woody Harrelson. Instead, it's going to be called Serbian Man Can't Jump. Thank you.
That's a nice way to end it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, Philadelphia, look, looking good so far. Starting off the playoffs 2-0 over a tough Toronto Raptors team in the 4-5 matchup. Now, the Raptors don't have their super rookie. My vote for rookie of the year, Scottie Barnes, he got
that
hurt in
hurts,
game
no
one.
Doubt.
Yep. Got a lot of Scottie Pippen in him, Rob. Playmaker, defender, long, athletic. Can't really shoot it that well. He's got to work on that. But he's got pretty much everything else. But he's out. So that definitely hurts the Raptors. And Philadelphia's up on them 2-0. And they've won both games by double digits. But before Sixers fans celebrate too much, and you know Sixers fans, Rob, they aren't yet celebrating too much because they're looking at James Harden. Yeah, Tyrese Maxey, my vote for most improved player, won't win that. He wasn't even a finalist. I don't know how that happened. But
so you voted, and he wasn't even in there, huh?
He wasn't even in the top three. Neither was Jordan Poole.
Wow.
Jordan Poole had a breakout on my list, too. Absolutely. So, you know, there were a lot of guys. DeJounte Murray. John Morant is on the in the finalist, Rob. I don't know. I mean, did he improve? Sure. But we knew he was en route to start last year.
He was already,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
It's like, okay. So, we'll see. But anyway, Rob, James Harden, who is supposed to be their second guy, right? If not the first, I mean, before the season, there are some people that might have said James Harden was better than Joel Embiid. You know, Embiid obviously can do some things as a big, but Harden has been an absolute bona fide superstar for the past decade. And he's supposed to at least be the second guy, if not number one or number 1B. All right? But in this series, Rob, he hasn't played very well. He's shooting 34% from the floor. He's averaging, his numbers look good, 18 points and 10 assists. He get numbers. But last night he had 5 turnovers. He had 14 points on 3 of 9 shooting. And what I want to throw out to you, Rob, because let's just keep it real. It's finals or bust. I could say championship or bust, but I think if the Sixers just get to the finals, you can, you know, that's a step. That's a heck of a step. But it's finals or bust for the Sixers. Not to mention James Harden wants a $250 million contract extension after this season. So, Rob, is this the James Harden? Let me put it this way. Can Philadelphia get to the finals with this version of James Harden?
Not this version. The old version, I think, is what we're looking for, but not this one. I don't know, Chris. It's very weird, and we've seen it now for – you saw it in Brooklyn. You pointed it out early, okay? You just didn't like the way he was playing. You were like – excuse me. You were like the numbers are – you know, for a lot of everyday players, they would love right. to have those numbers, but they're not James Harden numbers, plain and simple. And as time has gone on, remember, he had the 5-game outburst, Chris, to start his tenure in Philadelphia. And ranting and raving, people were like, oh my goodness, what do they have? They have a dynamic. They might have the best. You remember the story was they're the best duo since Shaq and Kobe after 5 games. I mean, like, pump the brakes. It was 5 games, Chris.
And then Kyrie came to town.
Yes. And then it hadn't been the same since. But he has to be more dynamic, James Harden. And I don't know. I mean, I think they're doing it. And you give them credit. They're at home. Toronto, you know, they had a good season, Chris. I'm not trying to bash Toronto. But if you ask me going into this series, who should win? I'm picking Philadelphia.
Right.
I picked them
with some hesitation because I thought, Toronto has had a great season, as you said, and Philly, you know, didn't look great down the stretch. I know they won some games, but Harden wasn't. Rob, Harden, this is not just a blip. This is a trend. In April, check this out. In 5 games in April, Rob, James Harden averaged 16 points on 36% shooting. 27% from 3. Now, he was dropping dimes, 13 assists a game. But 36% shooting? So, here's where I'm at on Harden, Rob. He hasn't been the same since the hamstring injury.
What happened in the first minute of the playoffs last year against Milwaukee? What was it? 38 seconds? It was less than a minute.
Right, yeah, it was early. And he hasn't been the same since. He just hasn't. And He hasn't looked as explosive. He isn't able to blow by. And he never was Michael Jordan athletically. But he could get by a guy. He had a quick first step. He could finish. And I get it. They've changed the way they're calling the fouls. And that's hurt him a bit.
Especially
but still,
early on,
he also could finish. Right. He also could finish. And he doesn't seem to have the same finishing ability or the same quick first step,
Chris,
to beat somebody.
Let me give you some numbers, okay? In the 21 games with the Sixers after the deadline, right? He's averaged 21 points, 10.5 assists, and 7.1 rebounds. That sounds good, right? But he shot 40.2% from the floor and 32.6 from deep. So the shooting is off. The numbers look good. 21, 10.5, and 7. You take that. Most guys would.
Well, and Rob, he's 32 years old. He'll be 33 in August. This is his 13th season. A lot of people, you know, would say, oh, he's got plenty of time. Because you see LeBron and you see Chris Paul and all these other guys. But 13 full seasons, that's a career. I mean, if James Harden is indeed falling off, Rob, he's already had a full career.
No, I get that. And, Chris, he lives a different lifestyle. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Okay? I don't know his personal life, but from the outside, you know, looking in,
he puts it out there on social media.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Kicking. From the stuff that I'm just looking at, he's enjoying life and living a young man's life who's single and free and got a pocket full of money. I'm not mad at him,
right,
but that catches up to you at some point.
Right.
Trust me. I was
Allen
doing it on
Iverson
a sports writer's budget. You know what I'm saying?
Allen Iverson lived a life like that and played, 14 years? This was about the length of his career. And we know he could have continued on as a role player off the bench had he wanted to. He didn't want to, and I'm fine with that. But this is about the time he started losing it. And granted, he was smaller than Harden. But still, Rob, James Harden's played 942 career games. Guess how many Isaiah Thomas played in his career?
979.
Wow. Guess how many Larry Bird played?
Larry Bird played, I'm going to say less, 879.
897.
Wow.
You were close. So Harden's already had a longer career than Larry Bird. Magic, now we understand Magic's was cut short by the HIV, but Magic played 906 games, Rob.
My point
is that James Harden has had a full career. Allen Iverson, Rob, 914 games. James Harden's had a full career. And I'm not saying definitively he is not he just slowed down and he'll never get it back. But if that's the case, and that's looking like it right now, because this has been a year of very good basketball, but not James Harden's standards. If indeed he's losing it, this has happened to some of the other all-time greats too. And Rob, here's what I'll say about Harden. Philly fans, if you're listening, if you're out there, all hope is not lost. James Harden is skilled enough, great enough to adapt. You've heard me say he is one of the few players in NBA history who is both an all-time scorer and an all-time playmaker. If I'm Philadelphia, I got Joel Embiid to give me 30. I got Tyrese Maxey to give me, on average, between 18 and 22. I got Tobias Harris to give me 18-ish. I can live, I believe. You might disagree. I believe.
I totally disagree that James Harden ain't winning without the offensive firepower.
You didn't hear what I even said.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I believe that James Harden, as a playmaker, giving Philly 20 and 12 efficiently, that's the key. Not 20 and 12 on 40% shooting, but 20-12 on close to 50% shooting. Maybe he can't do that. He's never come close to that, but he's always shot a lot more. But if he can give me 20-12 on 47, 48% shooting and be a great playmaker, don't dribble the air out of the ball before you make a move. Be more decisive. Be quicker with the ball. Get it moving. Be decisive with your moves. You know, you made up your mind. You're going, you're driving and throwing the lob, then do it. You made up your mind, you're driving and kicking it out, then do it. Don't dribble for 10 seconds and have everybody standing around watching you before you make your move. If he does that, and he can, then I think Philly could be an elite team this year, Rob, and threaten in the East.
I just think you need him to be James Harden in order to win when you match up against some of the other duos and other players. And the other players, Chris, I hear you. They're lowercase. They're not real number twos. They're lowercase. And I think that's where, I mean, you're hoping Tobias Harris and those guys deliver what you're asking for, but you need a James Harden. You need him to be the player he was or closer to the player he was in Houston, I believe. I think that, yeah, on their best nights, Chris, Maxey and Tobias Harris, yeah, on their best nights, but they don't have best nights every night, and that's the problem.
See, I think he can. I'm not saying they're going to be better than Harden. I'm saying they might, or at least Maxey might, score more than Harden. Harden can be the number two, averaging 20-12. You know, I mean, Magic's numbers were always 19-11, I believe, for his career. Like 19-12, something like that. I mean, that's my point is I think they have enough scoring that if Harden can be efficient.
Okay.
But, you know, because remember, Rob, when he went to Brooklyn and we were raving about him, he wasn't, yeah, he was giving you 24 a night, but he wasn't the James Harden of Houston, but he was such a great playmaker. And Rob, last year, guess what he shot in Brooklyn? 47%. That James, he was 24 and 11 on 47% shooting. I could live with that, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
I could live with that. So maybe move it up a little, 23, 24. But he's not even doing that now. And it's taking him, you know, all he can muster on bad shooting to get his 21 points in Philly. So
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You and I have both, you know, we've long advocated for players being paid across college sports. Or really, you know, I mean, my view, and I think you agree, is the revenue sports. The football, I'm not just saying, oh, all college athletes need to be paid. And all Division I college athletes need to pay paid. I think the big-time football players and basketball players should be paid because they're the ones bringing in millions and billions of dollars when you look at the whole country, but millions of dollars to these universities. And there is some legislation, though, Rob, that's very interesting. It's in California, and California, of course, is where the name, image, likeness stuff began, and now – you know, there are guys making seven figures college.
Chris, you remember when California came up with it and the NCAA threatened? You remember that California schools wouldn't be involved in the NCAA? How quickly that went away. You remember
that went away with the quickness.
The governor was like, yeah, okay, let's see you continue without California school.
Exactly, exactly. And now on the table there, Rob, is the College Athlete Race and Gender Equity Act. And that would, similar to what I was saying, is it would not only permit, but it would actually mandate that schools, remember, schools aren't paying anything yet. It's the, you know, companies that are willing to endorse these or have these athletes endorse them.
Right, the school's not coming
them.
Off of
right,
a dime.
School's not paying
Chris,
anything. Right. But they would mandate that schools would compensate the athletes in the revenue-generating sport. So any sport that brought in at least twice as much money as the sport spends on scholarships,
yep.
Okay, they would have to pay all the athletes. And, Rob, a year based on the 2018 financial figures, check this out. Every football player in California, Division I FBS, the big schools, would make on average $132,000 a year.
But, Chris, that tells you how much money's coming in?
Yes. Because there's tons of football players. That's 90 a team.
That tells you about the revenue that's coming in. Chris,
right.
There used to be a time, and I'm not trying to be – Joe, olden days, but where they didn't count on outside money, Chris. It was a part of the budget. When the school made the budget, the sports budget was a part of it. You know what I
right.
mean? Like that just that was just like factored in.
Right. Right.
And now when they do the budget, it's not. Like, oh no, it's gotta come from somewhere else. where they used to pay for it and people used to have this student ID and get into the game for free, right? If you went to the school, all kinds of stuff. And then they made it this big business.
Yep.
And there's so much money out there and the players get nothing. I mean, it's criminal.
Because they're trying to keep everybody else can benefit from the new enterprise and has for decades, except the players, right? For the players, they got to remain amateurs. Coach is an amateur. The administration is an amateur.
Right.
The fans aren't treated like they're going to an amateur sport, right?
Of course, they're
the referees,
big
the television. Right. I mean, yeah. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. The NCAA is the minor leagues.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's what it is. You could act like whatever you want. Oh, it's amateur. It's not amateur sports. Not right. When you have a $6 billion basketball, Chris, for the March Madness. $6 billion with a B.
Well,
that's amateur sports?
You brought up basketball players. The average men's basketball player in California, Division I, you know, high level, he would make $107,000. And the women's basketball players would get $15,000.
Yep.
So here's the thing. When you notice how I said that. Now, name, image, likeness, some players aren't getting anything. You know, they don't play.
But
they're the 70th man.
That's what the free market is called, Chris. Right. Like everybody, you can go knock on somebody's door. Right.
This is not the free market. This is everybody. You might be the 80th man on the football team. You don't play at all, not even special teams, but you would get $132,000. How you feel about that? That's interesting. I got to marinate on that. I'm fine with it.
If they're making money off of the kids, Chris, and the kids aren't getting any, and there's money, and it said twice as much as you put out for scholarships, then what is the school not losing any money? As long as the universities don't lose any money, I'm for the kids are getting paid.
Should that go to the – I mean, so you just say it's not based on ability.
No. Nope.
The superstar gets the same amount as the 80th man.
Right, because the superstar can't play if you don't have the other players. Like
well,
you can
play
role.
Without the 80th man.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying the other players who might not be going to the NFL are stars. You need those other players.
It's interesting, but yeah. that's what they're looking at, and we'll see. I mean, because – just like name, image, likeness changed everything, this could change, you know, what type of impact could this have? And Rob, just to give you a quick dose of what is happening now, name, image, likeness, The Athletic reported that it, in March, a 5-star recruit in the class of 2023, Rob G, he's a high school kid. So he's a high school class, Rob, of 2023. He's a junior in high school. He signed an agreement with the school's name, image, likeness collective that would pay him or could pay him more than $8 million by the end of his junior year in college.
Yeah, but a lot of these, I think people are just throwing stuff out there. I don't know if they'll ever get a return on their money. It sounds good, Chris, but some of these things and some of the stuff that they're doing, I just wonder.
What do you mean, like a return on their money?
Like endorsing products, or are you sure giving a kid $8 million that you're going to get a return on? You're banking that he could be.
Oh, the school?
No, the companies.
Oh, well, okay, fine. But I mean.
I'm just saying
the deal is there, whether they get the return on it or not.
Right.
The kid has an $8 million deal.
I get that.
End of his junior year of college. And, you know, hey, I think it's great because, like you said, that's how much money these sports are generating for the schools.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.